Welcome and thank you for standing by. At this time, I'd like to invite all parties. Today's conference call is being recorded. If you have any objections, you may disconnect at this time. At this time, I'd like to turn our conference call over to Mr. Chuck Holmes. Sir, you may begin.
Thank you. Okay, welcome everybody. I cannot get my email open on my laptop, and I can't see much on my Trio with some of the attachments that were sent in the last few minutes, so I apologize for that. But let's go ahead and get started. Everybody heard the announcement on the recording. Remember, it's being transcribed, and please identify yourself for the transcription so that the transcribers know who you are. If you're using a speakerphone, remember to use the handset when you're speaking. I made two changes in the agenda. I want to make sure everybody's okay with those. I moved the third level names reserved first, and then the single character and second and two character names second in the agenda. Any problems with that? Okay. We really need to get through all of the reports, so that gives us about 15 minutes each, I think, plus hopefully a little extra time at the end. Just very briefly, talk about any changes you made in your report, but what we really want you to do is go over your straw recommendations and indicate whether there's rough consensus or whether there's not, and then we'll talk about the straw recommendations as a full group. Any questions or comments on that? Okay. Greg, you're on for the names reserved at third level.
Yes. The only change that we made in this version of the report, really there were two. One is a more complete description of our discussions with experts, which were limited to representatives of .name and .pro, going into some of the initial security and logistical technical concerns, but primarily kind of security concerns that led to reservations at the third level, and just reducing our recommendations to a table format, which still needs a bit of work. And I guess, Chuck, you opened up kind of the question of whether we should be making recommendations with regard to IDN reservations at the third level.
Right. Did my question there make sense?
I think so. I guess the question is whether these names, which are all in Arabic character or English characters, whatever you want to call it, our alphabet. Most of our alphabet, whether we need to kind of, they should be translated into other characters.
Yeah, and we're not necessarily talking about name and pro so much as if there are new TLDs that register names at the third level and they decide to do, offer IDN names at the third level. Then what recommendations would we make in regard to that? Should any of the reserved names in ASCII at the third level be also be reserved at the the third level in IDN versions? And probably the same principles will apply there, assuming we agree to them as a working group, as apply elsewhere. For example, one of the points recommended by Rom and Kerry was is that you don't try to reserve IDN versions of acronyms or abbreviations because it gets terribly complicated and would be a huge chore. But as cases come up, they could be dealt with on a case by case basis. Is that a reasonable approach to the IDN issue?
I think that it is. I think that if it, looking back at the initial issues of security and other things which are really echoing at this changes at the second level, I think we could follow on a case-by-case basis. Presumably there is not going to be an IDN version of www. www will be www.
Yeah, right.
So you don't need to worry about that. And same thing with something like DIR. For directory, which is prohibited, That doesn't need to be translated unless they're going to change the way, technically, the way their TLD works.
Now, the second issue that I think I brought up in my email was is that it looks like in this case, the table that I for showing recommendations really doesn't work very well, because really we're just talking about third level in this particular case, and other things will fall out in other categories, I believe. So it may not make sense to use the table in this case, and I think in this case only. At least that's my thinking so far.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think on that?
I think that makes sense. I guess it also raises the question of whether all the other tables should deal with reservations at the third level, as the draft table, I think, did.
Yeah, I don't think we lose anything by that.
If we need to make sure then that whatever being said is kind of consistent.
Consistent, exactly. Yeah, absolutely right. So, would you please go over your recommendations? Unfortunately, I can't pull them up right now because I can't get into my email except on my Trio, and it wouldn't help much on the Trio. So, would you please read your recommendations?
Sure. Just one moment here while I turn.
And tell me too. Are they in? They're never mind. Go ahead. Just read them.
Sure. Our recommendation, in short, is that we do not recommend any change in the treatment of prohibited third-level labels and patterns of names staying with the registry, which are two of the three kinds of reserved names at the third level. The ICANN and IANA reserved names at the third level should be treated should be harmonized with the recommendations regarding those names at the second level. So for recommending no change there, same thing at the third level.
And so the requirements for any new TLD that would register names at the third level would be treated the same way that it is today.
Right. This is one open question, I guess, is that their .name and .pro chose slightly different lists of prohibited labels at the third level. I guess that would, again, be kind of registry specific.
Mm-hmm.
For instance, genealogy was a prohibited label for .name for obvious reasons and not for .pro for similarly obvious reasons.
So it doesn't sound like we're necessarily setting a policy for which names here. This will be. This are you recommending then that this would be contract specific? I mean, specific to the particular business that's operating TLD. Probably want to state that, and then you also need to add language in for the IDNs.
Yeah.
Okay. Does that cover your recommendations?
It does.
All right, let's open it up for discussion. Anybody have any questions or comments on the recommendations for third level?
I guess this is Mike Delage. Greg, good job, and I appreciate the qualifying language regarding the ICANN and IANA names regarding a harmonization. I think that addresses my concerns regarding any final discussion of that issue at a second level.
Thank you.
Anybody else?
Yeah, this is Tim.
Go ahead, Tim.
I just was interesting that in the consultation with experts it says that that there was no one was able to give any context, documents, details, et cetera, as to why the names were selected, the class of .name restrictions, why it's more narrow than .pro, or other names that were considered and rejected. So I don't have a huge issue with the recommendation. It seems that perhaps, you know, there could be some stipulation that maybe that be reviewed or, you know, like, are these restrictions really necessary? It doesn't seem to be any justification for it, evidently, that one can come up with.
Yeah, at least they couldn't remember or whatever. And now, of course, for new TLDs going forward, there will be a comment. Are you suggesting, Tim, maybe that in the case of new TLDs that we recommend that some explanation or justification of the for reserving the names be stated in the application?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I mean, so we just don't assume that, you know, it needs to copy what has been done in the past necessarily.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Greg, how do you respond to that?
I think that makes sense. I mean, I think there is an issue with the lack of documentation and is taking them on somewhat on their honor that these, you know, make sense that http.name.or.smith.name shouldn't be allowed as a third level for either technical or security reasons.
Okay.
So I think it should be documented and probably should also follow the same logic that was initially set up so that this doesn't become, you know, some backdoor for premium names at the third level.
Okay. Anybody have any comments on that?
Aubrey.
I
don't know that I'm against this change, but it sounds to me like it is a radical change to the recommendation because as opposed to leaving it to the registry, it's now basically saying that the registry has to apply a set of reasons to why they're doing it, and then with the last phrase, it's, and these reasons.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the last part.
And then we go further, and we're saying, and these reasons need to be good reasons, and that good reasons include stability and security, et cetera. So I'm not saying I'm against it, but it does sound to me like we've sort of drifted to a radically different, as opposed to it being sort of up to the registry. Now we're saying, well, it's up to review by ICANN, and there needs to be a set of criteria that determine when a reason is a good reason.
Okay. Yeah, no, I didn't hear the last part. Let me rephrase that. I didn't think Tim said that they need to say any more than here's our justification for doing this.
Right. That's right. That's all he said. But in the response basically then took that extra step because otherwise an explanation, and that had originally been a question of my mind.
Gotcha. Yeah.
So any explanation saying, well, I kind of felt like it because they kind of look like cool names to reserve. Would be an explanation.
Yeah, Greg,
course,
was that your intent?
No, quite the opposite. I think if we look at what .name and .pro did in fact do in their list of prohibited labels at the third level, they took, you know, short, narrow lists that, you know, were not intended, seemed to be intended entirely for kind of, you know, security and stability concerns, and that's all they did. And I think that we kind of have to, in the absence of it, of, you know, the definitive documentation, I think we have to go from the evidence and presume that that's the reasoning behind these choices and why they're broken out as a particular category of prohibited labels. We could go back into the, you know, registry agreement and see how it defines what the prohibited labels are and get a little bit more flavor on that and see if there is a, I'm not familiar enough with the registry agreement to say whether it kind of speaks to how these names, whether there are some existing standards by which these names were chosen. I think I would like to look back and see there. I just wouldn't want to see somebody coming up with suddenly, you know, 3,000 prohibited labels at the third level, which would be inconsistent. That I think would be a radical departure from what we currently have with .name and .pro, which have only dir directory email, HTTP mail, MX, MX followed by 0 to 100, NS, NS followed by 0 to 100, WAP, WWW, and WWW followed by a number from 0 to 100, and then genealogy for .name and AV, CA, CCA, cert, certificate, GRPA, pro, registry pro, verify, and verification for .pro. Those And verify and verification are, you know, relate to the business model for .pro, which, you know, verifies that people are in fact registered professionals. So there's, you know, specific reasons, business model reasons, and stability reasons that seem to play into that. In the absence of a document, I think we need to try to maintain, you know, the spirit of consistency with this, so that this doesn't become a huge loophole where registries can serve thousands of names.
Let me clarify, though. Are we just suggesting?
Yeah, in the queue too.
Yeah. Are we just suggesting that if a new TLD is that registers names at the third level, and they have some reserve names there, that they provide their rationale for those names? Is that what the recommendation is?
Yes. And the,
okay.
I think also that it should be. However, I also do think it needs to be a limited list. We need to figure out exactly.
Well, we have to be careful if we're going that, and I think that's what Aubrey's concern is. Keep in mind there will be a comment period, so if it's not limited, you know, that in the new GTLD process that's nearing completion, there will be a comment, public comment period and so forth, so there will be opportunity to deal with that. But as soon as you start putting in language like you're talking about, I think Aubrey's right. You're starting in, okay, what criteria are we going to apply? What, you know, we're going down a path, I think, that personally, I think we don't want to go.
Jack, it's Marilyn. I'd like to get in the queue.
Okay, Tim's next, and then Marilyn.
And then Pelage after Marilyn, please, Chuck.
Okay.
Okay, just to clarify, you know, one of the things I wouldn't want to see happen is that because, you know, HTTP or email is currently reserved at the third level in some cases, that necessarily becomes a standard that new GTLD down the road, you know, feel that, well, you know, these are naturally have to be reserved because of security concerns. I don't think that's necessarily true. As far as premium names are concerned, I'm not worried about it. I mean, it's up to the business model of the registry, and I think it can make perfect sense for them to have hundreds, if not thousands, of names that they reserve for a premium allocation at a later date, and that's just up to the business model of the registry. My main concern was that we don't just assume that because certain labels were reserved by existing registries that they have to be reserved going forward.
Yeah, gotcha. Marilyn.
Yeah, I want to just flag something that I want us to come back to, Chuck, that I think is a standard question, and it's a couple of things. I hear some competing views, and I think it's important to do what you just did, which is always identify really whether it's a view that's driven by our individual perspective or something that has the more global interest in mind. So when we are talking about reserved categories, in writing the statement of work, we took care to note that we're looking to identify whether to keep names on reserve, and if they can be unreserved, what the process is to unreserve them, whether it's just notice, et cetera. So that's a couple of points to think about. But another point that keeps coming back to me is when a name is prohibited, I think we need to reach a consensus on this at some point, Chuck. When a name is prohibited, does that mean to all of us that the registry doesn't have the option of later, at any time they choose, de-restricting it and allocating it? Versus it's on reserve and there is a named process by which it can be unreserved and allocated, process described.
Well, of course, we have several different categories that kind of overlap things you're saying already.
Yeah, but I'm thinking as we go through our recommendations, we need to sort our recommendations into clear categories so people don't get confused. A name is prohibited. Oh, well, that registry actually thought they could release them later for premium names. So the categories need to be really clear when we make our recommendations.
Okay. Mike.
Thank you, Chuck. I think this goes back to the issues we talked about, I think, on the call yesterday, as well as some of the stuff I had raised in the first call about what are the definition of reserved. I based upon what we've talked about, I tend to find myself more aligned with the comments raised by Tim and Aubrey regarding the particular language, although I do think Greg does raise some valid points. Perhaps, I mean, this was just something that I had just jotted down and would just like to throw out there for consideration. While recognizing the rights of registry to reserve names for a variety of technical, security, and/or business reasons, registry operators should provide some reasonable documentation for the basis of these reservations. So, again, I just throw that out there for consideration by the group to see if that potentially addresses the concerns. The first, again, to reiterate Tim's point, if there isn't any basis, there is an incredible danger for these names to just perpetuate themselves, and, you know, 10 years down the line, people will be like scratching their heads, well, why were these names reserved? And we've seen that exactly in connection with the IANA and ICANN names. Nobody knows where that documentation is. So I think it is important that we sort of create some record. But as Tim and Aubrey said, I don't think we want to begin to impose artificial limits because, again, we don't know what particular business models may be on the horizon for registry offices.
Now, I have concern about one word you had in
sure.
that, Mike,
that?
And that's reasonable.
Okay.
As soon as you throw that word in, then I think we're back to Aubrey's point.
Okay. Some documentation. Friendly amendment taken. Strike it. That's fine.
Okay.
I'm not married to that word.
Is anybody opposed to a recommendation like that?
I'm not sure that it's Maryland. I'm not sure that I am or not. I'm going to have to see it in writing. And I don't think we should approve a recommendation that we haven't all seen in writing.
Well, let me tell you my approach on this, Marilyn, is to get a general sense today and then ask Greg to, you know, revise the recommendations and send them to the list and see if there are any problems with it. So
that Mike's online. Maybe he could just...
I'm doing that right yet. I'm typing it in right now, Matt.
Also, great. Could it be repeated with the friendly amendment? Because I'm not clear in my mind what it says at the moment.
And let me just say that if Mike could type it in, we could go on and maybe come back to it.
That's fine. Unfortunately, I won't be able to see it, so you'll have to read it to me because I haven't solved my technical problem here in the hotel. So
the wording that I'm proposing right now would appear in between the first. It would be the sentence in between the two sentences that Greg has provided right now. So after the first sentence, we do not recommend any change in the treatment of prohibited third-level labels and patterns of names staying with the registry. New insertion. While recognizing the rights of registries to reserve names for a variety of technical, security, and/or business reasons, the registry operators should provide some documentation for the basis of these reservations. Final sentence, as it currently stands, the ICANN and IANA reserve names at the third level should be harmonized with the recommendations regarding those names at the second level.
Now, it's still, just for time's sake, and the fact is that Greg's going to have to redraft the recommendations anyway to deal with the IDN issue, and that's not going to happen on this call.
Sure.
Because he has to leave, probably already had to leave.
I'm still here, just barely.
Yeah, thanks. Are there any concerns from the oral reading of that right now, understanding that Greg's going to redistribute this and Michael send that language to the list? Okay. The overall approach on the recommendations here, any big concerns there, any objections to where we're going? Again, understanding that Brad and Dan will resubmit this so that everybody can see it in writing. Okay, very good. Then I think we can go on to the next category, which is single and two character labels, and I think that Patrick is going to present that one. And I'm sorry, guys, I could not pull up at the latest document that was sent because of the problem I'm having. So.
Okay, well, I can give a quick update on what was included in the document that I sent to the list this morning. The changes were pretty minor, but should be put in. What I added was more background on two characters at the top level and two characters at the second level, which was basically a reference to the LiPo2 report, with a cut and paste from the LiPo2 report recommendations at the very end of the document. And then the other addition was a SAW recommendation in 3.4 under single letters and numbers at the second level is now an Alt 4 and I could read that brief very quickly and then turn it over to discussion.
Okay. Well, in fact, why don't you go through all of the recommendations again?
Okay.
Because I do want everybody to be clear. And if people, if you've got the document that was sent out this morning, please pull it up. You'll be in better shape than me if you can do that. So go ahead, Patrick.
Okay.
And let's talk about each category separately as quickly as we can. So I encourage people to be certainly make their comments, but make them as concise as possible.
3.1 is symbols, and the subgroup recommends that current practice be maintained so that no symbol other than the hyphen and the dot be considered for use at any level.
And I would suggest a minor rewording of that, that the hyphen or dot are the only thing that can be used in a domain name. The dot's really not part of a level.
Okay.
Yeah, if you know what I'm saying, you can word it however you want, but just a minor tweak to the wording there.
Hi, Chuck. Would you just say that again? Because I agree with you, but I just wanted to.
Yeah. I apologize for not having the. In fact, I may have an old version up. Let me try that. Well, I won't take the time. What I'm saying is to say that a dot can't be used in any level. Dots aren't used at any level. They're used as separators, which they say in their report. You guys say that in your report.
Yeah, but we probably ought to say it that way. You probably should say that in the recommendation.
That's what I'm suggesting.
Yes, that the dot can be used, but only as a separator.
Yeah, that's fine. The way it was worded, it just sounded like the dot can be used at any level, and that's not
right. Literally
correct. So. Okay, we don't need to spend a lot of time on that. That's just a minor thing.
Okay. The next one is single letter and...
Okay, hold on a second. Are there any problems with that recommendation? Any questions, comments?
Quick question. By problems, do you mean agreement with it or problems understanding it?
Agreement.
Okay, well, I won't be agreeing to it.
And why is that?
Because I know that we don't have a text in there that says because technically it's not feasible. I still believe that not all symbols are necessarily problematic, and that until we have a clear technical viewpoint on that. So I have no problem with them being reserved until such time as they're technically cleared or some such wording like that.
Oh, so in the future, if the DNS was changed to...
Well, at the moment, one can code the DNS so that they never work, and that may indeed happen, and I'll argue that in a different venue. But at the moment, if they don't work, then obviously no one's going to assign them. In other words, if the code prohibits them. But if it's just a prohibition by practice because there's a technical concern, I want to make sure that the technical concerns are real. I don't see any other reason to not allow them other than DNS technical concerns. So,
I am not a DNS expert, but my understanding is the DNS will only accept, and it could be the way it was coded, but the reality of the matter, that's the way it's coded, only accepts ASCII characters.
I understand that.
And the dash, so I'm not understanding.
Well, first of all, we're dealing in both ASCII and IDN, correct? So in IDN, a symbol would be reflected differently.
No, hold on. In the DNS, we're only dealing with ASCII characters and the dash. There's no local language characters, DNS.
And I believe that as people move on to updated protocols, they may or may not include them at the moment. But basically, we make policy decisions based upon technical speculation, and then we make technical hard coding based on policy. And so this one is to me, a problematic knot in the techno-political realm of, is it technology? Is it policy? Is it hard-coded policy? Is there really a technical issue? And as the protocols are indeed being looked at the moment, within the IETF. If we go with a policy that says they'll never be used, then there's no reason for the technologists to ever look at the issue of whether they're technologically feasible. And
I'm not aware of the DNS protocol being looked at, is it?
At various levels, yes, constantly. But
This particular issue?
No, not this particular issue. Not at the moment.
Okay.
Because there's a policy that says no.
Where is that policy? Within the IETF?
No, within ICANN. In other words, we have a policy and a technological assumption feeding each other.
Where is the policy within ICANN?
My understanding was RSC 1035 talks about the requirement for a domain name to start with a letter and only include letters and numbers and the dots and dashes. That was my understanding.
Yep.
So that's an RSC,
right? And,
yeah.
not an ICANN policy.
Right, the ICANN policy builds on that, correct. What I'm saying is that the technical foundation of that RSC prohibition is not necessary. So I'm not recommending that we say anything here other than the catchphrase, you know, of unless technology at some point allows it.
Is that a friendly amendment?
If it's accepted as such.
Okay.
That's all I'm saying. And
okay.
Now,
that's helpful, Aubrey.
Policy into technology. And we leave it open for technology to be innovative, to come up with.
Okay. I gotcha. Okay. Marilyn?
Yeah, I'm not going to oppose the friendly amendment, but I am going to say that it's going to have to say, and then the issue can be reconsidered. Because just because a change happens doesn't mean...
Yeah, right. Are you okay with that, Aubrey?
Is there a friendly amendment of the friendly amendment?
Yeah, right. We won't be too formal, but yes. Patrick and Alistair, I don't know if Neil's on.
I'm on.
Okay. Do any of you have a problem with that?
No problem.
So that sounds fine to me. I was concerned that, you know, we didn't have a lot of information about this particular point.
Okay.
So I think Aubrey's amendment is a useful one.
Okay. Anybody else in the entire group have a problem with that? Or with that? So we can assume with the rewording, and again, these will need to be sent to the full list, just the recommendations. You don't necessarily have to send your whole report to make it easy on people, just to show them the rewording. That would be helpful, and it will make it fairly simple for people to look at those and review them. So I'm going to assume that one's okay. Patrick, go ahead.
Okay, I've picked up Aubrey and Marilyn's friendly amendments, and I'll put them into updated STAR recommendations that I send back to the list.
Thank you.
The next one is single letter and number TLDs, and we have two alternate recommendations. Alt 1 is we recommend that single letters and numbers be allowed at the top level. Alt 2 is we recommend that single letters and numbers be reserved at the top level.
Okay.
I'll go on to...
No, don't go on. Sorry.
Okay.
let's nail each one down if we can. Let's open it up for discussion.
Full age in the queue.
Okay. Anybody else? Okay, Mike.
Thanks. As I said yesterday, I think, Alistair gave a good discussion on the difference between these two proposals, and I believe he had said he was actually leaning towards alternate proposal one. I also expressed support for alternate one's wording yesterday on the call, although in an effort to potentially bridge the concerns with alt two, I proposed the following friendly amendment after... We recommend that single letters and numbers should be allowed at the top level unless prior to the commencement of the next TLD round by ICANN there are valid documented reasons from the technical community against the allocation of such strings. I'll send that actually to the list right now. I forgot to do that yesterday. My apologies. But I think that unless we can come up with some technical reason not to allocate these things, I think it would probably be in our best interest to move forward with the allocation of these strings.
Now,
Tim, I'd like to make you.
Okay, Tim, you go ahead. I want to get in the queue, too, so
and
I'll put myself
in
the queue. Who was that, Marilyn?
Yeah, I'd like to be in the queue.
Okay.
Edmund as well.
Edmund as well, okay. Go ahead, Tim.
I guess what I have is more of a question, because I don't see IDNs being considered here, but certainly I think if it says letters and numbers. Is that intentional in staying away from the term character, so that that would be considered separate? Because certainly in some languages, especially those like, you know, Chinese or Japanese, you know, a concept or that can certainly be represented with a single Japanese character or Chinese character. So that, was that given any thought, or that?
Can I respond to that? Or?
Yes,
represented right now.
Go ahead, Alistair.
I guess we did have some discussion of this in the group, and I guess certainly my view was that whatever we do with single characters for ASCII, we should follow a consistent treatment for IDN. So if we're going to have single characters for ASCII, we should have single characters for IDNs. I mean, and I agree that the IDN issue actually, single characters are in some languages words, not just symbols. I mean, there are some, of course, some single characters in, for example, English that are words too, but they tend to be fairly sort of generic sort of words. So that was one point. I guess the other point was we did have some discussion about confusingly similar, because you've got issues like Omicron versus O versus Zero. So you would need to find a way to deal with those sorts of issues. And so could only have an Omicron or an O or a Zero, not all three. That was, well, at least my thinking.
By the way, if I can jump in there, Alistair, and you're aware of this, I think the new TLD process might cover that issue because of the confusingly similar issue. So there, for example, if O was registered and somebody wanted to register Zero, I suspect that that would be viewed as confusingly similar.
Yes, you'd be right.
Yeah.
You'd be right, Joe.
Sorry to interrupt you, but I just wanted to throw that in.
That's right. That's right. I think it was just a question of, I certainly agree with that. It's just a question of IDN versus ASCII, which gets preference. And I think the answer is effectively whoever's in first, probably.
Right.
So this is Tim, and I guess I would support Alt 1 and have, I think probably Mike's modification to that or edit to that is probably a good idea.
Okay. Is that it, Tim, on yours? Are you finished?
Yes, I'm done.
Okay, thanks. I didn't want to jump in before now. The comment I wanted to add is something I thought of, I think, last night, sometime yesterday, that doing it with in the case of single character names at the top level, has there been any thought given to allocation? And what I'm asking is, should the same allocation method that's being outlined in the new TLD recommendations from PDP05 apply to single character names just like it does every other one? I think that's an issue that needs to be explored a little bit because of what I believe would be huge value and interest in single character names.
This is Mike Chuck. I had actually, in my paper in prior to Amsterdam, actually talked about potential dual allocation of names, where one would go through one track and potentially auctioning off another class of domain names. So I think that is something potentially worth exploring, and something that I myself have written upon previously. The only question that I would raise here is, I think what we're talking about is whether something should or should not be reserved. The allocation of these names, I think, is perhaps somewhat outside of our scope.
I would agree with that.
Okay, so as I said, you know, hopefully this is something that could be discussed in the PDP with regard to, if you will, the allocation, if there's a tie or something that is unique, because you are right. There are a limited number of single-letter domain names that are available. So, again, I agree with your point, something I've previously written on. I support it. I just question the appropriateness of us referencing that within
this report. Well, I don't think it's inappropriate to reference it, Mike. I think that it would be appropriate for us to make a recommendation to the effect that we, assuming the group supports this, I'm not suggesting one way or another, that we recommend that these names not be reserved at the top level, pending, more work on the issue of allocation, for example.
But this is Aubrey. Can I speak to that?
If you're talking to the same topic, that's
exactly
fine. Mike, did you want to say something?
Are you going to keep going to the queue? Chester, you going to start?
No, well, I'm holding on the queue a minute while we talk about the issue that I just brought up, if that's okay.
Okay.
Can I join the queue on this?
Well, sure. It seems like it's a good topic, Chuck. So I guess what happens is when we talk a little later on about the allocation for how a registry does it, it's my opinion that VeriSign as a registry should have flexibility to decide how it wants to go about allocating the names. That's my position on that topic. If you will, mapping that back to how one would go about allocating it.
You're talking about the second level there.
The second level, yeah. Now, with regard to allocating at the top level, I don't believe it's appropriate for this group to talk about allocation. There should be no reference of allocation. What we are talking about is should it or should it not be reserved? And this is something I think Marilyn has articulated before in the past about what we're looking at. And I just have strong reservations about us talking about any type of allocation mechanisms regarding these names. Just like I've articulated and some of the groups have talked about, you know, protecting the rights of others, there needs to be clear demarcation lines between what is and is not within our scope.
Well, yeah, but we have a responsibility to make recommendations regarding further work. And I think that includes, if we believe so, that we recommend that further work be done regarding allocation. It's not in our statement of work, but this is one of our recommendations for follow-on work in regard to this. But anyway, let's go on. Was Aubrey next? Or
Chuck, I have a point of order.
Sure.
You opened a new topic, so I prefer you take a cue on that topic or go back to the original cue.
Well, that's what I was working on, the cue on that topic, Marilyn. And was it you next or Aubrey?
I think I was, I'll defer to Marilyn.
No, I just want to know which topic we're talking about.
We're talking about the topic that I raised so that we can be, not come back to it after several other topics.
Okay, then I would like to be in the queue on that, but I'm also in the other queue as well.
I have you in the other queue. Let me get this queue. I think I've got Aubrey, I've got Marilyn, who else in this queue?
Alistair,
that's right. Sorry, Alistair, I forgot you. You may have been out earlier, but anyway. Okay, so Aubrey, it's your turn.
Yep. Okay, I'm just in this queue and not in the other one. I strongly support on any of these single letter, I know we're only talking about the top level domain, but I will apply my remarks to the second level domain also when we get there, is that all of these are precious commodity because there's a very limited number, and that I think it is right to not reserve them. However, I do think that they should be subject to special allocation methods, not to be determined by us, future work, and this is my own opinion. I don't know that it belongs in this, but in the next conversation, and that those be for the public interest at whatever level these single level are controlled. So at first level, certainly, at second, probably. But I definitely strongly agree with reserved but subject to special allocation methods. And I don't know if that's an amendment to one of them or that's a third alternative.
Right. Good. Okay. Great. That was clear. Marilyn?
Sure. I have a comment about this discussion.
I believe, and I was not on that part of the call, so some of you who were need to refresh my memory. I haven't seen the transcript. I have tried to contact Rahm to verify what his expression was. I understood that Rahm raised some concerns about single letters at the top level. So that needs to be further verified. I also know from reading John Clemson's post that he certainly has concerns about single letters at the top level, if not also at the second level. I have talked briefly to Crocker and to Bellavin, both of whom expressed initial concerns about releasing these at the top level. So I'm not persuaded that there is not going to be some strong technical opposition to releasing them at the top level. That's an open question for me. I will say that if determined there are no technical issues or other justifications not to release them, that I would tend to support other comments similar to those that Avery has made about there would need to be future work, there would need to be a special allocation process, there should be a public benefit aspect to the allocation.
Thank you. Alistair.
I was just going to say, Chuck, that we did actually discuss allocation of these sorts of TLDs in the Los Angeles meeting. And certainly, I mean, my view is these are the sorts of TLDs that would lend themselves to an auction-type process. Although I'm aware, of course, of the concerns, I think, that were raised in that discussion, that, you know, basically that just means that whoever's got the most money gets them. But certainly that was what was discussed in Los Angeles, especially with reference to these particular TLDs. There may be, as far as IDNs are concerned, though, there could be, it might be possible to establish rights to particular IDNs, I don't know. But certainly, in terms of ASCII, I think these sorts of TLDs would lend themselves more to an auction-type process.
Okay, thank you. Anybody else in this little sub-queue that we have regarding the issue I raised? Okay, then we're back in the main queue, and I think that brings up Marilyn.
So I'm just going to ask the question I was going to ask before. And I was interested, Chuck, that you yourself did not comment or respond. I missed the conversation where I heard that Rahm raised questions about allocation of single letters at the top level.
Yeah, the reason I didn't respond is I was trying to remember, Marilyn, and I didn't succeed. I don't recall. Does anybody, we may have to go back and look at the transcript or listen to the MP3 or ask, even quicker, ask Rahm.
Yeah, and I had called him and told him we would send him further follow-up.
Good.
But I was expecting to see the transcript, but in any case, I would just say, and I don't think it would be responsible for us, whatever amendments are made to the recommendation, not to note that there has been indication of concerns from at least one reputable technical resource, and those have not been thoroughly examined or verified yet.
Okay, good.
This is Tim. I think
Is this on the same topic that Marilyn's raising?
Yeah. I was just going to say that I think Kerry Karp had some input into that as well.
Okay.
And but I think what Mike was proposing as far as an amendment kind of covers that, doesn't it?
I think so.
I don't think it does, because what Mike says, unless you technical guys, pardon me, Mike, but in reading it, here's how I read it, unless you technical guys get yourself organized and come forward with the whole flood of documentation, we're going ahead anyway. That just kind of doesn't play well with the technical community. I think we might, you know, the point is we do need to undertake verifying that they're not technical concerns in order for ICANN to legitimately move ahead with saying these are not going to be highly controversial and disputed names.
Well, what happens
is... This is Tim. Can I get in the queue again?
Sure, go ahead, Mike, and then Tim.
No, let Tim could go first.
Okay, Tim.
I don't disagree, Marilyn. I just think that right now what we have are some, you know, what I consider to be more... this commentary that we've received over the phone or whatever, there's nothing really you know, technical or documented about what the exact problems are. Even John Clemson's note to the group was really pretty weak in you know, technical information that actually backed up his arguments. So I think that's the kind of thing that we need to look for. And if I don't think it's out of line to expect that that could be produced. If it can't, then not something that should be considered. It sounds like it could be, but then we should expect that it is.
Okay. Mike?
Thanks. I really just echoing what Tim had said there. I think we need to sit there and distinguish between commentary versus actually clear, documented technical reasons setting forth the opposition. You know, if we are going to sit there and deny allocation of these, I think there needs to be a record established. And this goes back to what I think we were talking about in Greg's. When we do something, there needs to be documentation. There needs to be a foundation upon which the legitimacy of our actions can be based, not mere commentary or anecdotes.
Okay.
Chuck, can I join?
On the same topic? Okay.
On this topic.
Okay.
Chuck, can I join too? Sophia, yeah.
Okay.
And Chuck, can I sign off and because I've got to go to another call, and I think probably Patrick can convey and Neil and Alistair the discussions that have taken place in the group.
Thank you, Marilyn. Sorry we didn't get done with this before you left. And I'm sorry in more ways than one because we're way behind in our agenda. Okay, go ahead. Let's see. Alistair, you were on, right?
Yes, I was. Yes, thanks, Chuck. I guess I would certainly have sympathy with Mike's proposed recommendation, but I do think that it would be desirable to explore this topic further before it's confirmed by the council. I do think we should actually be doing outreach to see if we can indeed get any sort of robust technical documentation around this particular issue. I mean, I just don't think we have yet either had a sort of a particular discussion around whether there are any particular technical issues in this. You know, it hasn't been a concentrated, robust discussion on this particular issue and with technical experts, and I think that would be very desirable before we proceed on this one.
Thank you. Sophia?
Yeah, Chuck, it's a question first, perhaps. Are we talking, I couldn't help when you mentioned RAM or Kelly, is this relative to IBM issues on at this level?
Well, Marilyn's point was is that she thought that RAM had made some statements with regard to the single character issue regarding IDN, so yes, and
I think it's already documented as well. I think he referred to that Tamil language as an example, even have meaning for each character. So he suggested advising with the language community on this, and I think the whole working group view of the single character as well at the top level and at the third level, second level was all to maintain the status quo and not change anything. And it has to be the top level especially is very sensitive. And, the Chinese character, for example, if we're looking at the second level, the two characters, many of Chinese languages are two characters. So if we're thinking of reserving that, it's sort of like, shutting out the whole community. That was also an example given, and at the third level as well. So there is no reservation that is recommended on this all three levels.
Okay, on the single character.
The single
and
character.
Then we're talking about two things there, single character ASCII and single character IDN.
Single character IDN.
Yeah, right.
Level
okay.
And top level and the third level, right?
Thank you. Okay, and Patrick, you may want to, you guys can pursue that however you see fit in that regard. I think Edmund was, we're back in the main queue. Edmund, you're up.
It's actually a similar topic. I want to go back to, I want to talk about the IDN and really go back to Tim's comment. I'm not sure why letter is used rather than character, and whether that has any significance. I hear that you know we're interested. The intent is to for the recommendation to be valid for both ASCII and IDN, but this seems very confusing. And also, the difference between number ASCII letter and IDN character, single letter in all cases, is significantly different in my mind. Especially, for example, number. That clearly has some technical issues there. And a single ASCII letter and then single IDN character also present very different challenges. So as Sophia mentioned, I think single character IDN is to a certain degree almost bordering desirable, especially for languages like Chinese. So I'm not sure whether we should somehow separate them, at least explicitly state that, even if the general alternatives are the same, to explicitly split them into three areas.
Yeah, and I suspect that we would encounter some problems if we made recommendations that single characters could, at whatever level should be unreserved in ASCII, but defer a decision on IDNs because that may give an advantage to the ASCII, the people that use the ASCII, rather than those that use IDNs. Is my thinking on there?
Are we talking first about TLD right now, or are we?
I said any level.
Okay.
In other words, if we remove the reservation of single characters in ASCII at either the top or the second or the third level, and we didn't do it at the same time. Our recommendations for IDN that we put that off for further research, would that give an advantage to those people in the world who use ASCII characters? I don't know. I'm not sure I even know the answer to that.
Can I join the queue on this particular
thing? Sure. Can I make quick comments?
Yes, go ahead.
Because I think it's not just between ASCII and IDN, though. I mean, if you get into the discussion about technical issue, I believe the response would be quite significantly different between single ASCII letter and single number.
I got
and,
that.
You know, so since we are likely going to invoke that, I think it's important to separate them into three areas, because we are likely going to get three very different answers from technical.
Now, what should be separated into three different areas? Letter, number, and character?
And IDN character, right.
Okay.
This is Tim. I have a comment on that, or I can get in queue.
I think Alistair did, too. So let's Tim, you're after Alistair.
Chuck, firstly, I have several comments about this. Firstly, one of the concerns about single characters, be they letters or numbers, was concerns around mistyping and the potential that may have for spoofing, phishing, etc., etc. And I guess one of the things that it would seem to me that if you're going to if a single character concern raises concerns in the ASCII world, why wouldn't it raise similar concerns in an IDN world in terms of mistyping? But it seems to me that, I think it's an important point that actually, certainly in the IDN world, and particularly with languages like Chinese, the single character, single characters are words, and it would seem to me that in some ways it could be argued that you are actually imposing different rules on the IDN world versus the ASCII world if you're not allowing single characters in IDNs. You know, the example I can think of is, well, my pronunciation is probably bad, but Jing, for example, which is, I understand, the Chinese word for city. Now, if you basically said you can't have single character IDNs, then that would rule out words like that. And I think it just seems to me that I think it would be preferable to at least allow single characters in IDNs. And if you are allowing single characters in IDNs, I think it also you should also allow single characters in ASCII. Because because basically the concerns about single characters, at least from the mistyping point of view, would seem to be the same to me.
Yeah, good. Okay, some good points. Okay, Tim.
Yeah, I guess my comment is kind of similar to Alistair's there. That I kind of agree with that, and then that perhaps you know there's a difference between letter and number and IDN. If we're talking about allowing single characters. But when we get to, if we're going to recommend that we don't allow single characters for some technical reasons, then it gets much more complicated because those technical reasons aren't going to apply across all languages and scripts. You know, they say they might be valid within Romanized scripts or whatever, but when you're talking about, you know, Chinese, Japanese, or others, you know, Hebrew, they certainly wouldn't apply. So I think if the recommendation is that they're not allowed for some technical reason, then it gets much more complicated, and there's many more separate issues besides just letter, number, IDN. It gets into letter, number, and the various scripts that are in languages that are involved in IDN.
Yeah. Now, Edmund, a question for you in this regard. Does it make sense to talk about number? Does that have the same complications that letter versus character would have with regard to IDN?
Well, number is clearly a problem, and it's almost clearly a technical problem. For example, the issue with IP addresses, I think that comes to mind immediately and would be one of the clear issues against allowing single number TLDs. And the single letter, ASCII letter TLD would be less of a concern. The mistype issue obviously is one of them, but I'm not completely convinced with that either. But anyway, and when you move to IDN, it's completely different. I mean,
okay, so it's the same thing applies. So would it make sense to break this category down further into single ASCII letter and single ASCII number and single IDN character?
Sounds good.
So that would be my, I guess, suggestion. And
okay. That's what I thought you were saying. I just wanted to clarify
it. In terms of the title, I'm not sure what exactly the title should say, probably exactly the three particular, because right now the title says single letter, and that
we could say alpha. Would alpha character make more sense? In some of the RFCs, they say alphanumeric, and that's where I'm coming from.
Sure.
Would that be better than letter, alpha character?
Well, I think at least that provides
ASCII alpha character maybe would be very precise.
Sure.
Chuck, this is Patrick. Can I get in?
Yeah, jump in, Patrick.
I think all this discussion is really great, and it demonstrates that more work is needed in this particular area, and that we should probably take these suggestions, break down the category, and submit additional information to the list. But we may want to move on to some of the...
Yeah, I was getting ready to do that, yeah. One other thought I had in that regard is that, you know, it seems to me that there may be a difference between second level and top level, and that when we get to the point, I don't think we're going to get to it in our final report this time, is where we're making recommendations on second level and first and top with regard to single character names, that it might not be a bad idea to to release the reservation requirement at the second level before you do it at the first level, just so that we have some learning. But that's just another consideration that I'm throwing out. We don't really need to debate that right now. Yeah, I think you're right, Patrick, that this category, this subcategory, I think we're okay on the first one with symbols, but this first subcategory here definitely needs more work, and I think that that's what the recommendation should be, and we should give some guidelines as to what that work needs to, at least identify some of the topics that need to be pursued further, the things that we've talked about in this time right now. Okay, what's the next subcategory?
The next is the two-letter TLDs.
Go ahead.
Two letters at the top level. We have two recommendations. Alt-1 is we recommend that two-letter TLDs be allowed, provided that measures to avoid...
And you're talking about ASCII two-letter right now, correct?
ASCII two-letter TLDs. That they be allowed, provided measures to avoid confusion with any corresponding country codes are implemented, and that a standardized approach should be used, which ensures consultation with appropriate parties, including the CCNSO and the ISO 3166 maintenance agency, and where technical issues are identified, the RSTEP.
What would the ISO agency have to do with it?
This is where we have, and where I have a problem with this recommendation, is that, and you'll see it in Alt-2, the ISO 3166 list is currently used for allocation of country codes.
Yeah, I'm aware of the list. I'm. You said without consultation with that organization, so I understand consulting with the CCTLDs, but I'm the list is, you know, there, and of course it changes infrequently, but it changes. But what good would it do to consult with the ISO organization?
Yeah, and I'm honestly not sure either. This was, you know, the language that the...
Yeah, gotcha. I'm just asking because I'm curious. There may very well be a good reason for that.
I think the concern was... Sorry.
In regards to this recommendation, I mean, it's pretty clear what they're going to say. I don't think it would be any surprise.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. Alistair, go ahead.
Well, I think the idea to talk to ISO was simply that they were the ones holding the list of certain, you know, of two-letter names, and so that was the reason to talk to them. But, whether they would be... I mean, they're not the ones deciding what are the relevant two-letter names.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
So, okay. We don't need to belabor that, I don't think, but that's good. Patrick, go ahead.
Alt-2 is we recommend that the current practice of allowing two-letter names, two-letter, and we should put ASCII, names at the top level only for CCTLDs remain at this time. The subgroup has been encouraged not to consider removing the restriction on two-letter ASCII names at the top level. IANA has based its allocation of two-letter names at the top level on the ISO 3166 list. There is a risk of collisions between any interim allocations and ISO 3166 assignments, which may be desired in the future.
Yeah, I think that one's probably the politically easier one.
And this Alt-2 follows the recommendations that are in the GAC principles that were published in April of 2005.
Okay. Now, what the discussion or comments on that? This one.
Page in the queue.
Okay, Mike. Anybody else?
I'll go in the queue.
Okay.
Tim, get in the queue.
Tim?
Chuck, as you know, I've resisted the reservations of the IANA ICANN names.
Right.
However, under those circumstances where ICANN, I don't think, has been able to come forward with a valid reason, I think in connection with the reservation of the two-letter ASCII characters at the top level, I do think there is a valid reason, particularly regarding, if you will, future countries. As you say, the list does change infrequently, but if it does, I think that is important to preserve that. So on this one, notwithstanding my reservations and comments in connection with other subgroups, I would propose, I would be in favor of Alt-2 at this time, but would like to listen to other people.
Okay, good. Okay, Alistair?
Yes, I could perhaps just elaborate a bit on the discussion. I would consider two-letter TLDs to be very, very high-hanging fruit for the political reasons. But, I mean, I guess the perspective I had was that while there are political reasons for maintaining two-letter name, reservation of two-letter names.
At the top level we're talking about,
right? At the top level only. I guess on policy terms it seemed to me there were more questions. And I, and particularly, you know, we are talking about, as you say, very occasional additions of countries, and unless a country only has two letters, there are generally options for a country label. There may be options, perhaps there aren't, but certainly in some cases I would think there are options. And so I guess from my point of view, I think there may be benefit in work to examine whether there would be an approach that would allow countries to continue to obtain new labels as they're created, but at the same time deal with basically certain trademark holders, for example, who also had legitimate claims to two-letter.
So would you favor Alt 1 or Alt 2 or more work?
I would favor more work.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah, that would be my preference. I mean, I think to be realistic, I think probably Alt 2 is a realistic recommendation, but I do think this is something that could be explored more. I guess the other point that I thought about this one was that there was also, and the gap principles I think address this, is that with respect to country names, and we've addressed, we've got a separate discussion on geographical names, but it seemed to me that the need to have two-letter TLDs may reserve for countries may diminish if you're going to provide country names, and equally the availability of IDNs may also diminish the need for two-letter TLDs in ASCII for all countries.
Okay.
This is Aubrey.
Okay, I've got you in, Aubrey. I think Tim's next.
Yeah, thanks, Chuck. I guess I would support Alt-2 primarily, I mean, you know, I hate to say it, but it's for political reasons. I think possibly for, you know, stability reasons, perhaps, to some extent, just that so there isn't confusion to, you know, amongst users as to, you know, what they're actually accessing, although that's been diminished quite a bit now anyway with, you know, the vanity approach of some of these CCTLDs like .tv or .ws. But again, I guess for political reasons, I think at this point I would support Alt-2, although at the second level would be a completely different story.
Yeah, now, before I go to Aubrey, Patrick, clarification question here. Now, you guys didn't make an IDN recommendation with regard to this, did you?
No.
Okay, so that needs to be done as well. And we get into the abbreviation acronym type thing, I think, that Carrie and Rom mentioned. So that's an issue there with regard to the IDN recommendation there. Okay, Aubrey?
Yeah, hi. I definitely support Alt-2. One of the things I like about it is the at this time. One of the things I believe is that we have sort of an either-or. I think having set aside for ISO 3166 the two characters for countries so that there's a safe country identification method is a good thing and should be maintained. I think I attach some significance to part of what was said.
Did we lose you, or did I get lost?
I think we just lost Aubrey.
I think we lost it. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, hold on. I'm
still here, Chuck.
Well, thanks. And it sounds like I'm still here, too. I was just checking on myself. Now, does anybody else on the call.
Sorry, you're back.
Okay, go ahead, Aubrey. I was just filling time.
Yeah, no, thank you. So I attach some significance to what was said earlier, is that there's almost an either-or situation. If the demand becomes very strong that we have to open up reservations for country names in many different characters and many different languages, then I think that there's a trade-off between sort of the sacrosanct two-letter ISO and opening up the whole rest of the range. So that's why I attach a lot of importance to at this time.
Okay.
Chuck, this is Mike. If I
okay.
can just
go ahead.
A 30-second comment after listening to the fellow members. Again, I still am supportive of Alt 2, as I think most other members are. The only qualification, perhaps, we have two-letter ASCII names. Perhaps we might want to say two-letter ASCII letter-only names. And the reason I say this is, let's just suppose...
Say that again. I missed part of it. Two-letter what?
Two-letter ASCII letter-only names. So what happens is, let's just suppose O2 provider sort of wants to have .O2 or .A1. If we go with, if you will, a letter number approach, there is no potential for collision. And I think that potentially may address it. Because what we're looking to do is make sure that if a country is ever added to the ISO list, that they will be able to sort of have that option available to them. In the case of an O2 or an A2, an A1 or something like that, that is not going to be an allocation, I doubt the ISO group is going to do, because traditionally it has been letter only.
Yeah, I agree with that, but you still have the confusability issue just by appearance, you know, the 0 and the O, the 1 and the L, so you have that issue as well. But it's an interesting thought, I think.
We did actually address that there is actually a recommendation into combinations just following this particular point. But, I mean, I think your wording, Mike, certainly does help clarify what we're talking about here.
Chuck, may I make a comment just quickly?
Yes, Sophia, go ahead.
I was just wondering why, one of the questions, actually, why don't we just say a two-letter country code label, you know, just to isolate the ASCII, because in the second level, that's what we're talking about.
There may be new two-letter, if I'm understanding you correctly, there could be a new country formed. There probably will be new countries formed in the future that will request a new code. And so that's, I think, one of the reasons, if I'm understanding your point correctly.
Because that's the unknown.
Yeah, the ISO will probably add to its list, more than likely will add to its list in the future. And so if you, at least at the second level, if you allow all two character names to be registered except for the ISO list as it is today, you can just about bet that all of those will be registered, and so they wouldn't be available for ISO to use.
Okay.
I mean, two characters are very, very much in demand, right?
Sure. Okay. Well, that was a suggestion.
No, a good suggestion, but I think I was just trying to point out one other thing we need to be aware of, and if I was the ISO organization, that's a case where I would have concerns.
Okay. And the other point I was trying to make is regarding on the IDN, just to express the views of the people, because it is on the report that I sent you as well. Generally, the second level, I think it's the same thing I referred earlier. It's impossible, to make a reservation. It's going to affect a lot of the language community, and I think Ram and Kerry perhaps have mentioned that at that time.
Yeah, they did, yeah.
So that is, to leave it open and not make any reservation.
Right.
At the third level, the same thing as well.
As a second, yeah. That makes sense.
And yeah. So.
Good. Okay. All right. Let's see now. I was going to ask this question. Is there anybody besides Alistair who thinks that more work is needed on this one?
Mike's basically in favor of Alt 1, Mike Rodenbauer.
Oh, he's in favor of Alt 1, which was opening it up. So we've got one person in favor of Alt 1. We've got one person in favor of more work. Everybody else that's spoken, and I realize a lot of you have not spoken. Is there anybody else who's on the call who would favor Alt 1 or more work?
Well, I would check. This is Dan, but Alt 1.
Alt 1, okay. Patrick, I'm guessing that this one has... I'm only talking three, but we're trying to get rough consensus. It seems to me, and I'll let people on the call say if they disagree with my conclusion here, but it seems to me that at least for our report that's due on the 16th, we probably ought to recommend more work on this one.
Okay.
Does anybody disagree with that? We're at a point where we're going to have to, you know, cut bait on some of these, at least for this iteration of our work. Keep in mind, we may have an additional 30 days, so I'll talk about that later.
And let me just add that we, within our subgroup, we discussed this pretty heavily, and you know, between the strong recommendation that we received from Chris Despain and CCNSO, the GAC principles, and Kim Davies' email from IANA, and there's pretty strong support outside of this working group for Alt 2. So just take that into consideration as well.
Well, I mean, that's a very good point. And the working group, because of three people's position on this differing, we could decide as a working group to go with Alt 2 and then allow the three people, either jointly or separately, to I mean, they would be allowed to submit their minority position on this. Do people in the group think that's a better approach?
Chuck?
Yes.
Tim? Denton?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. I mean, from what I heard, just listening to this and given the kinds of concerns from other communities, I think we would be wise to not to upset them, and that they have expressed themselves in the clearest possible term. Anyway, that's what I want to say.
Thanks. Anybody else want to comment?
I mean, Chuck, it's Alistair here. I personally think Alt 1 is buying a fight that isn't going to result in victory.
Yeah, I would agree with you on that one. That's a fight we're not going to win, I think.
Yeah, I mean, so I guess, I think probably be certainly happy for your suggested approach. Although I think there may be possibly a way through this, although I can't see it at the moment. I think, you know, realistically, Alt 2 is the recommendation that I, for example, could see the board, confirming. Alt 1, I think, you know, certainly there are issues there, and I think there's, I mean, perhaps with work we might be able to find a solution, but I think it's not obvious at the moment.
Okay. So, does anybody object to us then putting forward as a working group recommendation, not unanimous, obviously, a working group recommendation that is Alt 2, and there will be minority opinion included below the recommendation?
Chuck,
anybody opposed to that?
Chuck, with regard to Alt 2, are we going to say that it's ASCII letter only, or we're just going to have a flat-out prohibition on all two-letter ASCII names?
It's letter only, Mike. That's what our recommendation wording actually has.
Okay,
two-letter names.
Are we recommending that letter number combinations not be reserved?
That's
3.3
below.
Oh, that's 3.3. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Again, keep in mind, I don't have it in front of me because I'm.
And it is ASCII only. We're not talking about IDNs.
Okay.
Here. Just ASCII.
Yeah.
Alistair, thank you. Yes, and that reinforces my support for Alt 2 as well, Chuck.
Okay. All right. Well, let's go on to the next subcategory.
The next one is combination one letter and one number and two number TLDs. And this says
And this is at top level?
At the top level, are the subject of further work by the subgroup and outreach to experts. This area needs further study, including discussion with technical experts before any recommendation is made.
Any problems with that recommendation? Okay, if we put that one forward. Okay, next category.
The next category has several options. This is single letters and numbers at the second level. It starts out, we recommend that single letters and numbers be released at the second level in future TLDs and that those currently reserved in existing TLDs should be released. Methods for allocating release names were discussed by the subgroup. It says three alternative recommendations are presented, but we actually added a fourth alternative this morning.
And those alternatives would be for consideration of a possibly a future group to work on that, right, since that's really not in our statement of work. Is that correct?
I think that's correct.
Alistair,
do you want to add to that? Or
yeah, I think that's correct. I mean, certainly I wasn't aware that allocation was actually part of our statement of work. I thought it was.
Yeah, good. And again, Mike and I disagreed on this, Mike Pelage, but I think it's okay for us to mention allocation. I don't think it's our task to come up with allocation methods, and in fact, I think it's much more efficient to form a totally new group. I also don't think that would be appropriate for us to do in our 30-day extension if we're given one of those. So, any other comments on that?
Yeah, can I just make one more comment as well, Chuck?
Go ahead, Alistair, and then Aubrey.
I mean, I agree with you. I think this particular allocation will be a involved and possibly fraught discussion. So I think it's better to have a separate group working on that.
Okay. Aubrey.
Yeah, I think it's just a friendly amendment that I think people would agree with because of all the alts, is that we recommend that they should be released, but I would add subject to the development of a new allocation method. You know, a separate allocation method, and then, you know, point to possibilities presented in this group, but we recommend that, you know, a new process be created by the council to look into this. So, but I think it should be released subject to the development of or agreement on, you know, a new allocation method, and not just released, period.
Okay, any problems with that amendment? Sounds okay to me. Is that okay with you, Alistair and Patrick?
Aubrey, can you send that to
and Blair, Neil? Is that okay?
Yeah, I'm fine with it.
Aubrey, can you send?
I can send some wording, yes.
Thank you very much. Okay.
I just note, Chuck, that I think some of the options may actually be existing allocation methods as well as new ones. So
run that by me again.
Some of the, I mean, every included the word new allocation method, but, for example, Alt-3, I think, is an existing allocation method.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Okay, I'll word it to not exclude something that already exists.
In other words, you could probably just leave out the word new, and in other words, it could be an existing one or a new one.
Yeah.
Or just decide on an allocation method, that would be
right. Yeah, right. Okay. Anything else on this one?
Tim, I'd like to comment.
Tim?
So, in my understanding, then we're going to take out the allocation suggestions. That would be my preference. I agree with Aubrey's rewording, except that I would prefer that we don't include suggested allocation method.
Can I?
Oh, so you're well. Go ahead, Aubrey. Jump in.
Yeah, I was going to recommend in the wording that below are some options that have been put forward, but the discussion shouldn't be limited to these options and leave it go at that. But since people did suggest them, I didn't see a harm in including them as examples of possible methods.
What do you think about that, Tim?
I'll give some thought. I just don't want to give any impression that that the working group is supporting any one allocation method over another.
Yeah, of course, if we show just four options, it certainly doesn't seem like we're doing that.
This is John.
There might be many other options, and, you know, are we taking the risk of closing the door on possibly other ideas?
I think you're right. We should make sure that the language is clear that other options should be explored.
Yeah, I'll float some UN-type type ambiguous, totally inter alia, if appropriate language, and see if it works.
I'd like to agree with this, John. I'd like to agree with Tim that we not list any alts on this and any methods of allocation. I think it could create some confusion, and it could send the wrong message. If we're not the group looking at allocation methods, then we shouldn't be suggesting any allocation methods and leave it to whatever group would be suggesting such methods.
Now, the reason I kind of leaned, although I don't feel really strongly about this, towards including those, was basically is I think it's helpful to give some direction with regard to what work we think needs to be done, but I'm not sure that it's critical that we list those either. So we got a couple. Anybody does anybody feel really strongly that those four ideas need to be in here?
This is Aubrey.
Okay.
Think it's if you're building a queue, I'll wait.
Okay.
This is Talib. If I can
Tim,
get
I'd like to get the queue.
Okay.
Get in the queue too, please?
Let's see. It was Pelage, and then who was it? Alistair?
Tim.
Yeah.
Tim again?
Yeah.
Tim was before me.
Okay. Tim, and then Alistair. Okay. And then anybody else? Okay, Mike.
Thank you, Chuck. Based upon my earlier comments about any reference to future allocations, based upon the dialogue that we've had so far, I would not be opposed to a reference for referring allocation to a future work group. So that is something through the discussion here. That I would be open to. So you would said that we were in opposition.
Yeah, well, yeah.
I would now.
I appreciate clarifying that. I just wanted to make sure I didn't want to just totally.
Not a problem.
Okay.
However, what I am concerned with is based upon the arguments that I think Tim and John have articulated, I do think it's a potential slippery slope that we start down when we begin to, provide an enumerated, even if it's not a definitive list, but a list of allocation methods. I think it's just potential mission creep. And while I respect Avery's ability to come up with brilliant language that commits to nothing, I do have concerns about why they should be included.
Okay.
In the first place.
Okay, Tim?
Just clarify, I don't have an issue either with suggesting that work needs to be done on allocation methods. I do feel pretty strongly we shouldn't include any suggestions for a number of reasons. One is because it's not part of our statement of work. And two, regardless of how ambiguous we try to make this language, when we present this report and we have these four very specific allocation methods in the report, it implies, at least in my mind, that the work group somehow discussed these and we think these are four good ideas. And that just isn't the case. I mean, if we're going to include them, then I think we need to, as a group, discuss, do we think this is a good one to include or not? And since we're not going to go down that road, I would, oppose them being included at all.
Yeah. Okay. And Alistair?
I guess my view is that it was opposing some of the other perspectives. I mean, certainly the group itself did have quite a discussion on these points. And I would, although I think both Mike and Marilyn are on the call, I'm sure that both of them would want to have those options included in any consideration of allocation of names.
So we've kind of got a split position. Let me try and recommend a compromise. What if we were to just simply make a statement that in the process of doing our work, several ideas were discussed, and the working group would be glad to refer those to any group that works on this.
This is John. I would be comfortable would not be comfortable with that, listing them with that, even with that preparatory.
No, I'm not, John. I wasn't suggesting listing them.
Okay, say that again.
I was suggesting that instead of, I probably didn't make it clear, instead of listing them, we just add a statement that said the subgroup that worked on this did discuss some alternatives, and if the whatever group is formed to work on this would like to have those, they would be happy to provide it.
Oh, I'd be comfortable with that. Sorry. Thanks, Chuck.
That's okay.
That would be okay with me too, Chuck.
That would be okay with me as well, Chuck. Please.
Oh, I could live with that, Chuck.
Okay. Did you get that, Patrick?
Actually, I'll include it in the suggested language I'm about to send Patrick. Since
that's
I've
been perfect. I was just going to ask that.
Thanks, okay. Aubrey. Appreciate that. What's next, Patrick?
The next and last category.
Oh, that was a good word in there. The last.
And numbers. And this is two-letter and ASCII numbers at the second level. The recommendation is the existing GTLD registry agreement provides for a method of potential release of two-character ASCII names at the second level. In addition, two-letter and or number ASCII strings at the second level may be released through the process for new registry services, which process involves analysis of any technical or security concerns and provides opportunity for public input. Technical issues related to the release of two-letter and or number strings have been previously addressed by the RCEP report on GNR's proposed registry service. The GAC has previously noted the WIPO2 report statement that, this is in quotes, if ISO 3166 Alpha 2 country code elements are to be registered as domain names in the GTLDs, it is recommended that this be done in a manner that minimizes the potential for confusion with CCTLDs. We recommend that registries may propose release of two-letter and or number strings at the second level, provided that measures to avoid confusion with any corresponding country codes are implemented. A standardized approach should be used, which ensures consultation with appropriate parties, including the CCNSO and ISO, where technical issues are identified, RCEP.
Okay. Any discussion? You guys reached rough consensus on this one?
Yes.
Okay.
I think we did reach consensus.
Okay. Consensus. Good. So it was total consensus. Okay. Nothing rough about it. Is anybody in the on the call here opposed to that recommendation? Okay.
Which I'm busy typing in this while we were talking.
Okay. Yeah. Patrick, you want to clarify the recommendation?
It's 3.5, two-letter and number ASCII strings at the second level. And the recommendation was to maintain the existing method of release and also the funnel process is available.
Okay. Yeah, Aubrey, is that okay?
Yeah.
All right. Okay. Very good. Now, keep in mind that you guys, one big omission in your recommendations is the IDN issue. So that needs to be added to your recommendations, and we'll probably have to still consider those.
Yeah, Chuck, I think we basically ran out of time. I think to the extent we've had discussion on that, I think there is probably a view that certainly two character IDNs could be released.
Wait a second. That seems to be contrary to what. Two IDN characters could be released.
That's right.
But no, we probably ought to have something in there that, with regard to IDN, Unicode versions of, trying to come up with IDN equivalents or transliterations of two character names. Is an overly complicated task and a road we shouldn't go. I'm going back to the recommendations by Carrie and Rom regarding the complications involved there. Did that make sense?
We will have to do further work on that issue.
Okay, and that one probably is fairly simple if we accept the advice of the experts that we received.
Yeah, I think, and this is Patrick. probably after the call with Rahm and Carrie, we didn't have time to distill down their comments into anything. So that's something that we will need to do.
I'm sure that they would, either one, probably be willing to assist you, too, if you need a little more assistance on that.
That would be greatly appreciated.
And of course, your office is fairly close to Tina's. She might be helpful there, too, now that she's back in the States.
Just for a short period of time.
Yeah, is that right? Okay.
So can I just add something to that?
Sure, Sophia, go ahead.
Section. I mean, I suppose the purpose of that report that I submitted for the group is a compilation of all the comments made by the working group as well as the experts, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I would suggest maybe, you know, something for that report to work with Harry, make sense out of it altogether and provide the input.
Provide what input?
Provide input for the recommendations that you need on the IDN side.
I'm sorry, input from who?
Well, I'm trying to understand the process of how you will include the input of the IDN working group.
Well, okay, I explained that to you in email today. What we're going to do is we're going to, once we get our report final, okay, we're going to send it to the IDN working group. Okay, and ask for their feedback.
So it is after this
process? It may be, and we may have to submit it to the council and say, this report is submitted because we had a deadline. Please understand that we haven't received the feedback from the IDN working group yet.
Oh, I just wanted to express that, you know, all the views were there so far, and I didn't know how you were planning to compile that, you know, because I guess I felt like all the work that I put in there probably is not being considered in a way that, you know, because of the bringing the views of the group, and we're going to skip that and make your own recommendations.
Well, okay, I'm curious as to what.
Can I respond to that?
Yeah. You want to finish, Sophia?
No, I'm done. I'm just, maybe there is a lack of understanding of how the whole process works.
Okay, Alistair?
I think we would certainly want to consider Sophia's report in relation to those characters. So, I mean, Sophia, that would definitely be an input into our subgroup's recommendations on IDN.
Sure, Alistair. I was just suggesting you can take that report and sit down with, you know, with Carrie and Rahm and go over it. So if there is a difference between the views, it could be filtered out before it goes on the final report versus doing it the other way around. That was just my thinking.
But yeah, in fact, both ways I think are good ways to do it.
Yeah, either way is fine as long as.
I think both. I mean, the subgroup's going to look at your report. And then we're still going to have to produce a report by a week from tomorrow and deliver it. So if we're not able to get IDN working group feedback before we do that, the feedback would still be important. And we would qualify our submission with that understanding.
Yes, that is fine. I just want to make sure that it's done one way or the other.
I think it's going to be done both ways.
All right.
Chuck, this is Patrick. Can I just
go ahead, Patrick?
We just really haven't had time to look at that, and if Sophia has already drafted something with some suggested language on IDNs, you know, two character IDNs at the second level, I'd love to see the language, and our subgroup can talk about it and probably even include it.
She sent several things to the list. I think it was today. It could have been yesterday. And one of them was a kind of a summary of, I think, the working group's positions, and one of them was her personal views. Is that right, Sophia, with regard to every category of reserve names?
No, my personal views are not there at all. It is all the working group view. You know, it's that matrix.
Oh, okay, that's good. I wasn't clear on that.
No. It's purely the working group's view, and it included the expert's view. What you guys called expert was Carrie and Rahm.
Yeah, I did see some things from that.
The second column is their view, and then the fourth column, which is the last one, it's titled working group, IDN working group view. So those are the comments by the IDN working group. So there is a reconciliation or agreements to be made, or when you are drafting your recommendations, you can see which ones you go by. So I'm just thinking this report is probably more important before than after you draft your recommendations and then send it back to the working group.
I think that's understood.
My views are not there because I'm
okay.
Not
so what's in the each of the tables, the changes you made, are any changes you made which aren't clear because you didn't use the tracking function, but they're not long enough that it would matter, I don't think. Those are the working group's positions.
Yeah, all the fourth column is the working group additions. I mean, the only contributions that Ram and Terry made was on the first day when you asked those questions to them, and so that's already reflected on, as an expert group. And then after that, I took that and gave it to the working group, and so they provided their input, and I put that on the fourth column.
Okay.
Second document is just to assist you if you were going to do the recommendations. These are perhaps the way to consolidate the views of the working group are the recommendations. So, I mean, it's the second document is just to format it according to your standards.
Right.
The matrix was just a collection of views of everyone. So.
Right. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
All right. Well, let's see. What time is it? Okay. I'd like to go to tag names. That report is, everybody's had that for a couple days, several days. Look at the recommendations there. They are, gotta find them first of all. Here we go. Okay. We did, add the, I think it was Aubrey that pointed out that, on the top level for tag names, ASCII, that we made sure that the current requirements extended to the top level, made clear on that. And so the top level for IDN, by the way, in all of these we said no additional work. And I say we, Patrick and I, right? In the IDN levels we said it was non-applicable. Sophia has raised an issue that she thinks that basically the two hyphens should be reserved anywhere in a string, and that would have to be qualified a little bit because you can't have hyphens at the beginning or the end. So the changes in the recommendations are fairly minor. Sophia has raised this other issue. As far as I'm aware, and Patrick, you can comment on this, the technical community has never documented any concern with regard to reserving the string two hyphens anywhere else in a domain name. Is that correct?
But I could talk about that. I mean, I sent you an email. Chuck, and I say you can drop it. It was just a recommendation. It's to avoid sloppy programming that could be anticipated in the future. And so, I mean, it's a precaution. It's sort of a preventative measure. So, we don't take a risk. That's all.
That's understood. And I appreciate the time you spent on those emails. One of the things as I was thinking about that, and I didn't have time to respond on email, is that I think we're talking about programming at the browser level for the most part, where we're, I think, talking about the browser manufacturers being pretty good in their quality control.
Yeah, but we're not. My concern was not the browser manufacturers, which are right now currently that IDN aware, as they say. We're talking about millions of other applications, accounting applications developed, globally. With all these hyperlinks to get you from one place to another. So those are the applications I was talking about, and those to become IDN aware, and, it could take 10 years or maybe 5 years, I don't know, but those are the programming that we were trying to avoid, not necessarily the already tested and proven browser level.
Does the IDN working group take a position on this?
Well, yeah, they obviously, I've sent it out, and there were a bunch of different opinions on it. So if you want to go over it again, Patrick, you can ask again what if people want to make a consensus on it. But it's just this is, again, it's not doesn't present a risk immediately, but and it will if some programmer does not, you know, does not identify the XN dash dash at the beginning. Somehow, if there is a programming error, there is a potential to cause confusion and when it gets translated at the IDN level, at the visual level. So that's what we're saying, and the spoofing and all that, we're supposed to be following that analogy.
Patrick, you want to add anything?
I really don't have anything to add to that.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Personally, I'm not convinced that it's worth the impact it would have on the...
There's no immediate impact. That's why I suggested...
Well, there is an impact in the case of the registries if they have to implement code that would reserve not only these the ACE prefix at the beginning, but reserve double hyphen, not allow double hyphens anywhere in a name. So there is an impact there. And
that's okay, Chuck. I just sent you an email to say drop it. It's more of a user confusability.
Yeah, I can't see my email. I'm sorry, because I can't get on. That's been my handicap throughout this call. So I'm sorry, I didn't see that. All right. Is there any problems? Is this report ready to go? Anybody have an objection to this report being finalized?
Just to be clear, so we are dropping that particular item.
It was never added.
Okay. All right.
Okay. We were discussing whether it should be added.
It or not.
Yeah. Okay. All right, tag names is done, and our time is just about up. I really didn't want to have to schedule another meeting, but I don't know how we can avoid it. We still have the ICANA, IANA related names, other names reserved at the second level, controversial names and geographic and geopolitical names to cover. Let's see, I've got to use my Trio to look at my calendar since I can't see it on my laptop here. Let me go over to Monday on my calendar.
Chuck?
Yes?
And just in case there's, if we feel it appropriate, then we can put in the HTTP, HTTPS, and HTML back into the ICANN and IANA names and have them considered there.
That's probably an appropriate place for that. So
then I'll do that and then get them out of Nick, who, www, and who is. And okay, so we can consider them all at one place at one
time. Yeah, that'd probably be a good idea based on what you and I talked about this morning.
That's fine.
And it fits there just for everybody else on the call. Because www, Nick, and who is are for registry operational uses, that probably wouldn't apply to the HTTP, et cetera. So, and we may not even do anything with those, but because it came up is the only reason we're considering them. Tim, I saw your, before I lost email contact there, I did see your message in that regard, and I thought it had a lot of value. Can we schedule a meeting for Monday? I apologize. I don't know how to avoid it. And I don't think we wasted time today.
At the 18 UTC is last Monday?
Excuse me?
What time are you thinking of? The 18 UTC as last Monday?
What do people prefer? That's pretty early for Alistair, I know. We could do it the same time as today. It's okay. I just checked my calendar. I can do it either at the... Now, we have daylight... Yeah, so daylight savings time Sunday for us, but yeah, we can do it whichever time people like. Let me look. Oh, I can't pull it up there. Glenn, could you? What's the time of the meeting on the 15th? We moved it up, and I think we moved it to 1600 UTC. Is that correct? Are you there, Glenn?
That's what I show at the moment.
Okay, thanks. Anybody can look it up, I guess. So it's 1600. So we could do it at 1700 or 1800 UTC. Today's meeting, well, again, it's before daylight savings time in the U.S., but it was it would be the same. Preferences by people?
I'd prefer, if we could, I'd prefer the same time as today.
Okay.
So what's that? Is that 1800 UTC, is it?
I think so. Does that work for everybody?
Sorry, this is Glenn. Can I just put in that 1800 UTC is going to be 1 hour before the council meeting?
On the 12th we're talking about.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah, we're talking about adding another meeting, Glenn, on Monday.
Sorry.
Yeah, I'm sorry too, but.
Chuck,
but
this is Mike. This time as today's call would work best for me. If we did.
Well, it'll be 1 hour later for you.
Okay.
Is that okay, Mike?
Yeah, it's the afternoon is better than the morning.
Okay. All right. If there are no objections. We will talk again on Monday, and we will cover the recommendations on the four reports that we didn't get to. I think it's four. Is it four or five? Anyway, and then we will come back as we have time to the additional the modified recommendations that we talked about today. Now, a quick question for you. Did anybody have a chance to look at the draft report, final report for the whole working group, and is there any input in regarding that?
Chuck, this is Tim.
Okay.
Just going back to the schedule, I'm going to be traveling on Monday, so I would not likely be able to join the call no matter what time it is, unless it's after, what, 3 p.m. Pacific time?
Which is really late for some people,
right.
Yeah.
So, if Aubrey can join, perhaps she'd be willing to kind of cover the controversial names, and we haven't made any changes to it or to the recommendation yet, so we'll try to get that done before then.
Okay, Aubrey, are you okay with that?
Well, I missed which meeting.
The
one Monday. I'll definitely be at the one Monday.
Okay. So Tim will need you to take the lead on that because he'll be traveling.
Okay, great.
Okay. Anybody else, any comments on the, and if you haven't, I understand you probably haven't even had a chance to look at it, but unfortunately we're going to have to actually finalize it next week. So if you can look at that between now and Monday, we'll try and see if there's any major changes. I understand that we're going to have to add more tables for the single and two character thing. That's not a hard thing to do, but and that fits in the way I set it up anyway. So, Tim Denton,
yep.
You can I'll accept the changes on the tag names. It's basically done. So if you want to do a editorial check on that one, you're welcome to.
Okay. And I'll have. I'm going to read through your thing, the draft first report, and see whether I have any comments.
Yeah.
But that took C and me.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. So I guess we better call it quits for today, because if you guys are like me, you're probably pretty well burned out anyway. We'll meet again on Monday. Anybody have anything else?
Monday, same time as today.
Is Canada on daylight savings time?
We're the same time as you.
Okay, so it'll be actually be an hour later start time for us on daylight savings time.
Okay.
Okay. In the U.S. and Canada. Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks a lot for the hard work.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Talk to you later. Have a good weekend.
Okay.